for Experience Marshalltown. We're going to go strolling today.
We are going to go strolling today. Holiday strolling.
Yeah, holiday strolling.
Woo! So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, I have a couple gals in-house with me, Deb Hippler and Alusha?
Yes, Alusha.
Alusha Fitzgerald. And we are talking about the 27th annual Holiday Stroll. Boy, this has been an ongoing annual event that people just love to come downtown, and I know the downtown merchants love it. And we're glad to know that we're still doing it this year. So thank you for the two of you for stepping up and kind of running the show.
Oh, no problem. Oh, no, we problem. Love it.
Yep.
So we got a little committee put together, and you've got different folks hanging, or I know you, Alusha, you are kind of taking care of the entertainment. What are you kind of covering, Deb?
Well, for us, excuse me, for me, I'm kind of directing all the lights, because this year our theme is called Light Up the Night. And what we want to do is just make everything as lit and festive as possible to bring that cheer back into our kind of hit community and make things seem kind of normal again, even though we've had, you know, a lot of devastation. We want everybody to come down and feel great about what is happening downtown, which is all great things. Businesses are reopening and things are happening to move forward, and that's what we want the community to focus on. So we're lighting up the street poles with our wreaths and our lights, and then we got permission from the courthouse construction fence that faces towards Main Street. We're going to light up that whole fence for that evening, and the business owners are great about lighting up their businesses. Even some are even doing outside facades.
Oh, awesome.
Things are going to be just bright and cheerful. And
oh,
just wonderful.
Good. Good for you. For, you know, sometimes you got to go the little extra mile,
right,
to make it a little more festival when, yep, you're in the midst of what we're going through right now. But it's good that everybody is on board. You know, these annual events are very important to our community. We want to remind people to think local, shop local, dine like a local, and come down and just partake in the holiday stroll. So who wants to cover the date real quick?
So it's going to be November 17th from 4 to 8. Which it usually is always that it's that Saturday right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we give lots of time for people to visit our merchants, and we do have more and more merchants opening up all the time, and a lot of our restaurants are reopened or are in the process just that will be open by the time people get down there.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I know that you know, the chamber and the Central Business District kind of work together on if you're open for business, let people know, and we're trying to shout that out and encourage people. Don't be afraid to come downtown. Yes, you might have to walk maybe an extra half a block or so, but there's public parking, but there's also places to park in the downtown.
Yeah, definitely, especially with construction kind of wrapping up around like the McGregor's and the Black Tire Building. There is a single lane open now for that, and then with other buildings being torn down, I'm hoping that there will be more street parking available. But the great thing about the stroll is that the Fraternal Order of Police is actually going to host like a bus route for people coming to the stroll. So Emerson has been so gracious and has donated their parking lot for the night of the stroll.
Awesome.
So people are able to park at the Emerson parking lot, and then the Fraternal Order of Police have a bus that will be decorated in lights, and they'll have special surprise characters that'll be on the bus, and they will take them from Emerson down to like the Main Street area so that they can walk around, and then they'll be picked up again to be taken back down to their cars. And this is a completely goodwill donation. So if you don't want to have to worry about parking downtown, you can definitely park at the Emerson parking
lot. That's great. That's fantastic. I had not heard about that. That's a nice little service and a feature of, you know, everybody chipping in. And, you know, that's the great thing. We went through a devastating tornado, but boy, has our community just rallied to come back and just really help one another and reached out to make things extra special, you know, and make it convenient. So don't be afraid to come down, park at Emerson, and just hitch a ride.
Exactly.
That's
and
awesome.
All those donations go back to the police department, and they are such a great organization. They do so many things, I think, under the radar that people really don't know about. So it's always great to give back to
them. Oh, that's so nice. That's awesome. So yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, how far will the stroll go? It's going to go from...
Actually, we normally block off from 3rd to 3rd, but because of some situations and things, they want to block off from 2nd Street to 3rd Ave.
Okay.
So that's where they're going to be blocked off so people can fully walk all that area.
Sure.
Things will be secured. You don't have to worry about debris and things like that. Everything is kind of buttoned up, and it's very safe and no problems there.
That's awesome. And I know that there's going to be some other little featured things that are going to happen during the holiday stroll, but we're going to hold that till the second segment. We'll be right back. The month of November is packed with events in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. November 17th brings us the annual Holiday Stroll and Festival of Trees. This year's festival will be on Main Street in downtown Marshalltown. November 23rd and 24th, it's the 5th annual Thanksgiving Weekend Bluegrass Festival at the Best Western Regency Inn. November 29th, Irish Christmas in America comes to the First Baptist Church. Find out more about these and other events on our calendar at marshalltown.org.
Increase the value of your home during Menards Home Improvement Sale. Be prepared for tire issues with Slime Automotive Tools. The Slime Tire Inflator plugs into your vehicle's 12-volt outlet and inflates anything from recreational to a standard car tire quickly. Plus, it includes an inline dial gauge. It's only $29.99 during Menards Home Improvement Sale, going on now through November 10th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The bakers of Country Hearth Breads want to put a little more jolly in your holiday this season with their Home for the Holidays sweepstakes. One lucky winner will receive a check for $1,000 to use for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever would make your holiday more memorable. Enter today at countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps for your chance to win. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Welcome back. Experience Marshalltown, talking about the holiday stroll today. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. So this morning on Experience Marshalltown, we are talking about the holiday stroll, and it's our 27th annual holiday stroll, and this has been a long time community event, and I'm so glad that the two gals in here have grab the reins and continue to push forward so that we can make sure that we have this event in the downtown. Deb and Alusha are here with me this morning, and we are talking about the holiday stroll, and the theme is Light Up the Night, and they are going to light it up for sure, so we're excited about that. So why don't we go ahead and get started, and let's talk about all the fun festivities that is going to be happening in the holiday stroll this year.
Definitely. So I know that in the past we've always had the Festival of Trees, and then last year we introduced the ice skating rink and then the parade, but unfortunately the Orpheum is still under construction, and then with construction going on the street, we can't do the parade, and then unfortunately we can't do the skating rink, but we have some really great things planned. The churches have actually really stepped up this year to help us host a lot of events. So we have free entertainment at First Presbyterian, and that starts at 4 and it's going to go till about 5:15, and you can see Bobcat Academy there as well as the Marshalltown Christian School. They're both going to do half hour performances there at the church. And then at the Tall Corn, we have live entertainment going on from 4:30 to 8. So we have Miller Middle School Jazz Band, we have the Extreme Dance Group, we have the Rem Bell Choir, we have a local band performing, and then of course we always have the Marshalltown Men's Choir to kind of end the night there. And then the Vineyard Church is hosting a free kids carnival at their church, and they're going to have games for the kids and some snacks and beverages and things like that. And so that's going to go on from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And the Central Christian Church, of course, always does their soup dinner. And so
you can't have the holiday stroll without having a soup supper, because exactly. One of the churches usually has the soup supper, which is awesome.
Yes. So they're going to do their turkey noodle dinner. And then they're also having live performances there as well, so that you can enjoy some holiday music while you eat.
Great. So where's the big guy going to be at?
Oh, so Santa this year is going to be at the Extreme Dance Building, and the TR is hosting him, and this year he has convinced Mrs. Claus to come with him. So you will be able to see Santa and Mrs. Claus. Yes, and they will be there from 5 to 7 as well. For all the kids to see and tell them what they want for Christmas this year and get some little snacks while they wait. So, yeah.
That's fun. Good. Boy, there's lots of great things going on. Actually, maybe more than you've done in the past.
Well, we're trying to kind of make up for some of the really, you know, the skating rink and everything was such a great success. And we're trying to fill in little things.
Oh, you've done a great job. You've done a great job.
We do have an extra little added thing that just got added just recently. And that's where we have Rappa Reigns with Jennifer Daniels bringing in her little mini horse, and he's decorated and dressed up like a reindeer. And he will be in front of Stepping Stone Store from 5:30 to 7:30, and the kids can come see him, and they can feed him and pet him, and that will be a fun little thing that we'll have out there that we haven't had before. That will be fun. And then I've... because I'm not ready to be back in my building, but it's nice and big and open, so I'm allowing crafters, and we're going to have two different 4-H groups in there as well. We have the Marshall County Youth Ambassadors 4-H group that's going to be serving three different types of soups that people can do a free will offering for that, and the funds that they raise go back to scholarships for seniors and funds for community projects.
Oh, great.
And then next to them will be the Marshall County Poultry Club, which is another 4-H program that will be serving hot chocolate coffee and flavored popcorn.
Ooh.
With funds, you know, goodwill offering funds going back to the community service.
So if it's cold, we're going to be fine, because you can just go to place and either get food or hot drinks or treats or whatever. So that's right. So you want to share where your building is.
Okay,
at Deb?
My building, Staging to Sell It, is on 1 West Main Street, right on the corner of Main and Center. And you can come in, it'll be warm. We have tables there. You can visit the crafters we're having come in and purchase items or have some soup and hot chocolate and that. And then for people who want to be out and about, we are going to have three different food vendors on the street across from the courthouse.
Okay.
We're going to have Dave's Mini Donuts, which he does a fantastic job. His donuts are so great. And he's going to be out there along with Appleberry Farms. Appleberry Farms is going to have serving cider and caramel apples. They're bringing some apple crisp and maybe some other little items that she's not sure of yet. So those will be surprises.
Be fun.
And then Dave Hansen from the Lunchbox is also going to be there with his food truck, and he's going to be doing tenderloins and funnel cakes and several other different things as well.
Is that the Dave that's is that the farmer's market that everybody says has the amazing tenderloins?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't had one of those, so I'm going to have to check that out.
He does a great job.
So make sure you come hungry to the holiday stroll, because there's tons of things to eat and snack on while you're downtown.
That's right. And then please visit all of our restaurants that are going to be open and back in swing again. And they're going to be great with several of them have different food specials going on. But it's so nice to be able to tell people, come down and visit our businesses and restaurants that are down there for your dinner items and things.
Absolutely. And I would just echo that, is that the downtown is open. It's open for business. It's very important that we support local so that everybody can, you know, is up and running, and they need that local support. And as Alicia said, you know, you can park at Emerson, and there's going to be a shuttle that's going to be running back and forth, which is an awesome feature.
I know.
I mean, what a great thing. If you know, and we don't know. Have you done a sneak peek at the advanced weather just to see what's going
on?
From
right now, it looks like there's no precipitation in the forecast, but it might be a little bit chilly.
Well, we could do chilly.
Yes. Chilly is better than snow.
we can do cold, because we can bundle up, right?
Right.
You know, and just walking from store to store is okay. That's okay.
Well, when I looked out on the forecast, it said 40s for the day, and then I think the low might be 21.
Okay.
But we can always be hopeful.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a positive out.
Definitely. Anytime there's no snow for the stroll,
yeah,
it's always a good
forecast
thing.
Yeah, I think that right. looks like a good forecast. And if it wants to snow, it can start at like 8:30.
Exactly.
When we're all done. You know, it could start doing its little snowing thing. So anything else, ladies, that you want to share about the holiday stroll with the listeners before we kind of maybe take our go to our second break?
Yes, I have one more thing. We had in the article in the paper that we were accepting donations of holiday trees or lights that people wanted to give, and only for the fact that we wanted to be able to have that opportunity to bring that on board for more decorations downtown. But then we're going to turn around and give those out to our organizations to donate those back to communities, maybe to families that lost things and all that. So that's something after the stroll we'll be handing over. And we've gotten quite a few donations in. So that can be something that families who lost things can have back again.
Or lost their home. You know,
right.
We're hearing about
have a little Christmas
the
back
need.
And normality.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. What a great way to give back. And make sure somebody has a Christmas tree. You know, we don't want anybody to not have a Christmas tree this year. Okay, that kind of wraps up our second segment, and we will be right back.
The month of November is packed with events in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. November 17th brings us the annual Holiday Stroll and Festival of Trees. This year's festival will be on Main Street in downtown Marshalltown. November 23rd and 24th, it's the 5th annual Thanksgiving Weekend Bluegrass Festival at the Best Western Regency Inn. November 29th, Irish Christmas in America comes to the First Baptist Church. Find out more about these and other events on our calendar at marshalltown.org.
Farmers Savings Bank, your community bank, is here to serve and assist the families, friends, and neighbors affected by the tornado. Farmers Savings Bank is invested in the future of Marshalltown and is here to help in any way possible. They don't just work here, they live here too. A disaster loan program is available to help. Stop in and visit with them about loan rates as low as 1% for a limited time to help people in our community. As we work together, we truly are Marshalltown Strong. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ricardo Martinez of Alexito. Being a United Way agency for the last 5 years has not only been rewarding, but humbling to see the impact day to day in our community. As agencies, we work together so that your donated dollars are used wisely and effectively. Your donated dollars stay local to support programs right here in Marshall County. Our goal is $768,500. And remember, 99% of your donated dollars stay local, and we can make a difference in Marshall County.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF Liberty Link system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier. Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more of profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning we've been talking about the 27th annual Holiday Stroll. It's a very popular community event that we is celebrated in our community for, well, obviously 27 years. And we love it every year. It's it's going to be just as important to have that this year, and it's Light Up the Night. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Deb Hippler, her daughter Lucia Fitzgerald, that are here with me this morning, and thank you for taking the reins and making sure we could have the holiday stroll. It's so important to our community. You know, we did move Oktoberfest, and I know people really were glad, even though we had to move it, but these things are so important to our communities and, you know, just to our quality of life and letting people know we're open for business downtown. You know, we're up and running, even though there's still some buildings that are, you know, they're working on getting those either down or fixed up. So thank you both for taking the reins. And I know it's a lot of work, and you probably have great volunteers to
we
work
do.
With
we
because you got to have volunteers to pull these things off. So anything else that you want to share? Do you want to go ahead and run the date and the time and the location real quick by the listeners if they're just tuning in?
Sure. So it's going to be Saturday, November 17th, and it's going to be from 4 to 8. And the majority of the festivities are from 2nd Street to 3rd Avenue on Main. But we also have local local churches participating. So you can go to First Presbyterian, you can go to First United Methodist. They are holding a cookie walk and a Bethlehem walk from 4 to 7 there. First Central Christian is hosting the turkey noodle dinner. And then the Vineyard Church is hosting a free kids carnival. So stop by all the churches. They have been great about opening their doors and hosting some events for us since we have a lot of buildings that can't this year.
Yeah, that's so nice. The churches have done a great job of stepping up in our community since July,
yes,
too. So anything else that you want to share? The hours were 4 to 8, right?
Right.
Yes.
So come on down. You know, call your get your family, call your kiddos, your adult kids, and bring your grandkids down, or get your neighbors, or get your BFFs, and come on down to downtown. There's just a lot of really fun things, and new things even in the downtown.
Right, there is, and we're excited for everybody to come down and just really see and visit all those establishments that have reopened.
Yeah, everything's open, and you can come down and see the little mini pony that's going to be dressed up like a reindeer. You know, even supporting, you know, those local 4-H organizations,
right,
and Deb's, her business downtown. And it's just a really fun thing. And if you think parking is an issue, it's not this year.
No,
tell
it's
us
not.
Why, Alicia.
So Emerson and the Fraternal Order of Police have set up a bus route for everyone that wants to come downtown. So you can park in the Emerson parking lot, and then you can jump on the Goodwill bus that the Fraternal Order of Peace are hosting, and they will take you from the Emerson parking lot to the downtown area and then pick you back up and drop you back off. And then to show your support to them, just give them a dollar or some change or whatever, just to help them with their fundraising as well, because they do so much for the community.
That's awesome. Yeah. So thank you for the work that you've done. And boy, I think you've went on and above really to make this extra special. So thank you. And let's make sure that we grab everybody and come down, and or come down by yourself. And that's okay. There's going to be plenty of people running around in the downtown. Sounds like the weather is going to be really doable. Just double layer, put your warm boots on,
exactly,
come down and support the holiday stroll. So thank you, ladies, for being on this morning with me.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. So I want to take a couple minutes here to always make sure that we bring people up to date on what's going on this weekend. And even starting tonight, there's a trivia night is taking place at the Fisher Community Center. And this is a trivia night as a fundraiser for the House of Compassion for their new shelter project. So if you want to, if you're interested in that, I'll give you a website here. You can get some more information later. Friday is a spaghetti supper. Also, Friday kicks off the Marshalltown High School musical, The Addams Family. There's 50 kiddos that are involved in this musical. And I think it's going to be something don't want to miss it. So it's $5 a ticket. Just come down and really support those kids. And a musical is kind of a fun thing for kids, but can be kind of scary. So we had them on last week talking to them. It was really comical. So then we moved to Saturday, and we have the Blacksmith Hammer Inn, and that takes place over in Haverhill at the Matthew Edel Blacksmith Shop. That's a historic blacksmith shop. And you can come and they do all kinds of foraging if that's something you want to partake in. 11 o'clock is the Fall-A-Day Food and Wine Pairing. And that is kind of an interesting and unique event to our area. That's taking place Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and 11th, from 11 to 4. There are 9 wineries, and those wineries include our local Busby Meadery and out in the Melbourne area. And so it's an opportunity to do some wine and food pairing if you've never done that before. It's kind of a fun way. It's that little trail ride, you know, going from place to place. That's really popular these days. At the library on Saturday, Lessons of the Holocaust. That's a program at the public library if you want to partake in that. And then we move to Sunday. And we have, of course, the Fall-A-Day Food and Wine Pairing. There's a golf tournament that's taking place at the American Legion. And at 7:30 on Sunday, it's live at the brewery with Jordan Bruce, who's performing live at the Iowa River Brewery. So if you want any more information, log on to www.marshalltown.org and click on that events tab, and we'll get more details for you.